What's up, guys? Back with another episode of the Lex Podcast. And I'm here with Boldo again.
Yo.
Second time in a row. And we have a special guest today. My friend from Stockton University, Justin Don Maria, a.k.a. JD.
Yo, what's up?
So he wants to be a pitcher at Stockton. I heard he's not really that good, but what persuaded you to be a baseball player and a pitcher?
It's fun.
Anyway, we have a couple topics to talk about today. Mostly going to be about the NBA, and we'll get Justin's thoughts on that too. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on the last 2 days. The Mavs, Knicks made a humongous trade. Some rumors about trades and stuff, big players. But first we'll go with the Mavs and Knicks trade. So the Knicks traded Porzingis, Tim Hardaway, Trey Burke, and Courtney Lee for Dennis Smith, Wes Matthews, DJ, and two future first-round picks. Who do you think had the best of that trade?
I'm going to say the Knicks. Just because I know Kristaps Porzingis is obviously the best player in that trade, but he's still hurt, and he's going to be a free agent after 2020. So the Mavs are going to have to deal with his contract. And also, the Knicks just cleared up a lot of cap space now, so we have opportunity to have two max players.
And the Mavs are going to have to put something big on Porzingis. He's on the last year of his contract.
Yeah, but I think that teaming up Kristaps, Luka, and Dirk all together was a great move by the Mavericks. I think both teams definitely got a good trade out of it, but I do think that the Knicks had the better end of it.
Yeah, I think the Knicks got Dennis Smith, who's a really young player. I think he's really good. DeAndre Jordan, who's obviously a very good center. And Wes Matthews, who I think is really underrated.
Yeah, he is a great point shooter.
And I think the biggest thing out of this is the two first-round picks, plus the one that we're going to have. And
which could turn into Zion Williams.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say, Justin?
I disagree with both of you guys. You know, neither team really won the trade. You know, Kristaps coming off an injury, they're both have great potential. You know, Kristaps is a great player, but yeah.
So about that, I think the Knicks. I saw one thing today. How, like, I don't know who it was. I think Mike Rappaport. He was mad about it, let's just say. But I can see what he means. Like, before the Knicks even traded Porzingis, apparently, like now there's things saying, like, Porzingis is telling everyone not to go to New York. He just wants everyone to stay away from New York. I guess he just doesn't like it there anymore. Everyone's calling him a snake now. They're comparing him to the Kevin Durant thing with the Warriors.
They have a couple choice words on Kristaps' Instagram.
Yeah. Because
I think that Kristaps did the wrong thing. Like, after he got traded, like, almost 30 minutes after it was finalized, he posted a GIF of him and Luka shaking hands and stuff. And, like, he put, like, a smiley emoji or something. Like, that's messed up.
I do get that they're friends, but you just gotta realize that you've been on the team. They drafted you for a reason, and you can't just hate on them. You've been injured the whole time. You can't really hate on them. Maybe there's some behind it. I don't know. Maybe he's mad because
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, Lex, because he could have been a little more professional. I mean, they're the one that took him in the draft and they gave him a chance. You know, I know it didn't work out the way he wanted to, but I feel like this is better for him, but he could have, you know, been a little more, had a better goodbye, you know, to the Knicks. So.
And I saw a thing where his record as a Knick was only, like, 82 and, like, 160 or something. I mean, it wasn't just his fault, obviously. He was the best player on the team for, like, 3 or 4 years, even probably when Melo was there. But I feel like he didn't accomplish as much as he wanted to in New York because of his team, and I know that he wanted playoff experience, and he's been saying that, and I think that's why he wanted out of New York.
Yeah, and I think it was really it was just an unprofessional thing that Porzingis did afterwards, and I've personally been a Knicks fan, and I haven't really been watching them this year because they've been, I think, tanking is a good word for it.
Probably on purpose.
Yeah, but they want to go. People are saying they want to go after Zion, and they have 3 first-round picks to get it right. So, and I think that I don't even know how the Mavs are, like, I don't know really what the record is this year.
I think they're probably like gonna they could slip in to be the 8th seed,
but
eighth or seventh seed.
So down the line, they're gonna be like a mid-road team. They're being like the 16th pick or something. But I don't even know whose the other pick was. Like, I didn't really look into it that much, but it's just craziness how. And LeBron's been out for a month, and people are saying, like, since LeBron was gone, like, a bunch of crazy stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And it's just craziness around the NBA right now. And it actually is making me interested. I did say last time that I wasn't liking what was going on in the NBA, but right now it is very interesting. You don't know what's going to happen right now. You don't know who's going where besides the Mavs Knicks deal. But any other thoughts on that? That's crazy.
What I'm hoping that the Knicks can do and what James Dolan can pull off is that we can trade some of those assets that we got in the trade from the Mavericks, and that we can hopefully trade, maybe put together an Anthony Davis trade. Maybe. Yeah. If not, hopefully we can go after someone like, I mean, we have a long list of free agents after the end of the season.
And we have 2 max contracts.
Yeah, so. We can go after Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. There's a bunch of names, free agents.
Funny you say that about Kyrie. So tonight the Celtics and the Knicks were playing. And a lot of Knicks fans were rooting for Kyrie. And they're basically just trying to get Kyrie to go to the Knicks. There was a lot of "we want Kyrie" chants. What do you think about that?
I think that they're just, I think it's good that they want Kyrie to play in New York, and I think it's good that we kind of let Kyrie know that we want him to play in New York, so maybe when he's making the decision in the summer, about what team to decide, and hopefully he'll have a memory of that in the back of his head, and, hopefully he can sign in New York.
I think it's good as well, because the Knicks really deserve a true star player like Kyrie. Obviously just losing Chris Tapps. They're really looking for that new guy, so, you know, I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's looking good for the Knicks right now, but, yeah, I think, and to stay in the topic of the NBA, Anthony Davis has been getting thrown around before the trade deadline, and he's been in a lot of, like, there's been a lot of teams, even the Knicks, throw that on there, but he's saying he really wants to go to the Lakers. And the Pelicans just don't want him to go to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem is. Like, it's just a bad scene with the Pelicans. They're not looking good right now. They're not treating their star player well. They just let their star player do what he wants.
I think what the problem is, I don't think that they would give up Anthony Davis for maybe like for like Lonzo Ball. Like what the trade was, like Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Kuzma. But I think what they were saying was that maybe if they can do like a 3-way trade and like maybe trade those assets to another team and then bring in another player to go to the Pelicans and then send those 3 to a different team.
Yeah, I think one player who's getting lost in this whole thing is Jrue Holiday. I think Jrue Holiday's a good player, and I think he also deserves better. I feel like no one really talks about him, and I think he's a solid point guard. I mean, he's better than an average point guard.
Yeah, he's been in the league for a while. He's been solid.
Yeah, and they were trying to get people like Rondo at one point, and the Pelicans just got to think of something to do, and I think you just got to give your I know, I get it. You're going to have to trade away your star player because what it looks right now, he doesn't really want to be there right now.
Oh, yeah.
They just got to give him what he wants. Don't really hurt the blow too much.
Yeah, he's been there for, like, what, 6 seasons, been to the All-Star game every year. Like, he's tried his best. You guys brought in Cousins, and Cousins didn't want to sign back with you guys. So, like, I don't know. I think it's time to give Anthony Davis what he wants. I think he gave enough of the franchise, you know, what they wanted.
Yeah, and again, they were trying to just do the right thing, but ended up just being not being what they wanted.
I also agree. Davis definitely deserves better. his inconsistent Pelicans. You know, he's doing everything he can, you know, in MVP race constantly. But, you know, he deserves to be on a better team. And to play alongside with LeBron would be really cool.
They would be they would definitely be a really good trio. I think that they might even get Kyrie.
They might get
Klay Thompson too. It's gonna be getting thrown around. It'll be interesting. It's gonna be a crazy free agency.
Yeah, just excited to see what happens.
Yeah. But we're all basketball fans here. And everyone who I've had on the podcast, the two people I've had, Michael and Justin, we all played together in basketball, and it's just been fun to play it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't even imagine, like, getting paid to do that and playing with, like, the best people in the world.
It's a dream job, but then again, you have critics.
People are always going to hate on you no matter what, no matter how good you can do or no matter how nice you could be and how good you could be to the media. And nobody would like you, you know.
Yeah, but like I said, we all played together, and during the summer, we all played in the same summer basketball league, and it was fun. I mean, then again, our team wasn't really that good, but
it was still fun.
It was still fun, and Justin was with us, and I just want to ask him a couple questions about, like, just him personally and just sports, but let's get right into it. So you play what do you play, basketball and baseball?
Not anymore. I don't play basketball anymore, but yeah, I play baseball.
So who's your favorite team? The Yankees?
Yes.
What made you interested in baseball?
Just like the competitiveness, you know. I've been brought up, my dad was a baseball player in college. My uncle's a baseball player. My whole family's baseball players. I was originally going to play soccer, but, you know, after a few practices, like, it's not for me. So I was, you know, try out baseball. You know, I even played football as well, but baseball just worked out for me.
Yeah, but what made you want to be a pitcher?
Just no better feeling being on the mound, you know, late game. Two outs, you know, bases loaded, you know, just the adrenaline's pumping, nothing like it.
Do you remember, like, how many teams you've been on, or?
Many.
What's your,
many.
Who's your favorite teammate to play with?
All of them, you know, it's a team effort.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, I don't have a favorite teammate, you know, team. Every teammate.
What?
Sorry?
Do you have a? Go ahead, go ahead. Just continue. But all right, do you have a preferred head coach that you would like to remember and play with again?
Definitely not. No, not really. I liked all my coaches. They all taught me how to play the game the right way, and they taught me valuable lessons how to become a better player and a person.
Does it look differently when you're personally up there instead of watching it, like, in the dugout or something?
Very. Whole different mindset, you know. From the dugout, you're just watching. But in the game, you got to be focused. You got to be ready to go, you know, expect the unexpected and all that.
What made you want to pursue Stockton and just play for the team with a bunch of, I know, high school North guys were in there, but...
Seems like a great group of guys. I like the program. You know, they weren't that good last year. You know, plagued by injuries. But I felt like I can make an impact on this program.
Do you have any answers, Michael? Do you have any questions?
No.
What else? So, let's shift gears to the NFL. The Super Bowl, obviously, is coming up, and we were talking about that last podcast. And I just want to get more thoughts on that. And
I'm excited. It's 2 days away. Like I said last podcast, I think the Patriots are going to win, but I think the Rams are going to give them a run for their money. Sean McVay is a great coach, and you know, but Belichick's the GOAT, and so is Brady. You have to respect them. You may not like them all the time. You know, they may be complainers, sometimes cheaters with the flake gate and stuff, but you got to give them the respect they deserve.
Yeah. Do you have any input on this?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to agree with Boldo on that. You know, obviously their history, you know, everyone hates them. I hate them myself as an Eagles fan, but I feel like they do deserve to be respected because, you know, obviously they're hated because they're winning so much, but and I also have them winning Sunday. But, I mean, yeah, you never know. It's going to be a great game, and Tony Romo is going to be announcing that. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tony Romo.
Yeah, me too. As an Eagles fan, I am too. Great guy.
Yeah, I was a big fan of him when he was playing.
Yeah, and, same.
But, yeah, the Patriots, I think – I just straight up think people have to give him the respect they deserve.
Yeah, he's best quarterback of all time, one of the best coaches of all time, arguably. Got to give him the respect that's due.
Yeah, he could get a sixth ring, which is crazy.
It is more crazy.
Him himself have more rings than other teams, which is awesome. And
unbelievable.
He's just a great player, and I personally think he's going to do it again, but you never know.
I feel like he is, too. I don't see a limit. He could go 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 more years even. He's not slowing down.
He reminds me a lot of LeBron, but obviously LeBron is a lot more fit, but he carries. So does Brady. Well,
yeah, and different sports, so.
Well, I'm just saying.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
But, yeah. I think the big thing in that game, another big thing, is special teams. Mm-hmm. I know that Greg Zuerlein is dealing with an injury right now, and he is really – I think he's the best kicker, and that's really important. I think
I'm going to agree on that, really, yeah, important. Definitely. You know, obviously, as we've seen, Cody Parkey shows a great example right there how important kicking is and how it can really change the game. Even though the Bears didn't put up many points, maybe what, one touchdown? But at the end of the day, that kick cost the game.
Yeah,
special teams is
very
important.
And the little
important.
Things in the playoffs is what really
the little things, yep.
Puts them over the edge. And it's you don't even think about it, but it was if Zuerlein does – if he plays – probably two of the best kickers in the league, and it makes a big difference. And they got to make their kicks, and sometimes they're going to get stopped. And defense, I think Stephon Gilmore is having a great year. He's got to lock down Brandon Cooks. He's got to run with them the whole time.
Well, this
and
is going to be
more Robert Woods.
It's going to be another shootout, just like it's going to be like last year's Super Bowl. Two great offenses, obviously. Patriots offense wasn't as good as last year's, but, you know, both defenses are weak. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and I'm looking forward to a shootout. You know, you never know. Jared Goff could come through, really step up, or could fall apart. You never know. Young quarterback.
He's done well so far. He's brought him to the 2 seed. He's brought him to the Super Bowl, and he just has one more big obstacle to go through.
And the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. But, and again, another thing about that game is the coaching. Again, two of the best coaches.
Yep, Sean McVay, coach of the year last year, you know, great coach, great offensive scheme, and I'm looking forward to it.
The big thing is for the Rams, if they want a shot to win this game, I think their defensive line has to get some pressure on Brady.
Yes.
And I think they're going to have to stop the running game. I mean, they have two great running backs in James White and Rex Burkhead. I think they're equally as effective in the passing game as they are in the running game.
And I think that secondary has to just play physical at the line of scrimmage. And because Brady does throw a lot of short passes. And they just got to be up in their face and just make them work for it. It's gonna be a great game, and I can't wait for Sunday. CBS 6:30.
Also excited to see Maroon 5 and Travis Scott in the halftime show.
It's Travis Scott, but sure.
But yeah, it's that's basically it for today. We just wanted to get over a couple things. And then again, thank you for joining us, Justin.
Oh, no problem.
But yeah, that's going to sign us off for the...
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lux.
It's going to sign us off for the second podcast. I hope you guys have a good night.
See ya.